Hey guys, thank you again for clicking the play button. I'm very appreciative that I have a few more subscribers, and you know, my goal is to just continue just talking and telling my journey, and hopefully, you know, someone gets that motivation to take action. Because remember, again, just having that information is great, but applying it is having that information is better, but applying it is great. So a couple of things, you know, I'm looking on the podcaster, and, you know, I see that one individual, which is John Mack, that has taken action immediately. I hope some of you guys took that action in the credit card tips. I hope you guys did that, and I would love to hear some of those comments in the feedback area. On the credit card tips that I pushed out. And then I also mentioned, I believe it was in episode 4, The Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki book. Again, that is a very, very powerful book. It starts the foundation. It gives you that discipline, not discipline, but it gives you that foundation on the different quadrants. And each quadrant represent certain areas and how far you can grow. And if you don't know those quadrants, then you just only know what you know, which is whether it's just being an employee or just being a small business or big business or just an investor. One of the things that is, again, that truly helped me was reading that book. And I want to thank John Mack for taking that time to read that book. Again, I want to make this a two-way street, and I would love to hear comments and feedback. Again, I can't wait to hear some of the tips that I gave for the credit card. You know, how did it turn out? Were you able to lower your interest rate, and were you able to increase your credit limit? And again, the purpose of that is, it's not for me to say, hey, I need your credit card tomorrow. I have no interest in that. But it's for you to have more money and borrowing it at the least interest rate. That's pretty much the goal for that one. And again, the wrong time to look for money is when you actually need it, whether it's a family emergency, whether it's an opportunity. One of the things that I want to say is as you start building your knowledge base when it comes to entrepreneur or investment or small business, big business or investment opportunities, before, you know, you start realizing there's ways to make money. You know, before I started this whole investment thing, one of the things that everyone says a lot is, you know, time is money, man. Time is money. Time is money. And that saying is truly something that everyone says, you know, time is money, man. Let's go. Let's go. Time is money. And time is money is true and is also an old saying. It's an old saying, and it's also true for a box that you are in when it comes to an employee. Time is money, and that means you physically have to be there. You physically have to put your time in and to get the money that you need. And that works, and that is an old-fashioned way, and that works when you're in the employee box, and that is 100% correct. But when you're in the small business box or the big business or the I box, which is the investment. And again, these box that I'm talking about is in that Rich Dad, Poor Dad book, which was a great foundation for me to understand my financial report card. You know, when I read that book, I realized my report card was an F. It was an F in a lot of different areas. But as I read that and I knew there was a better way to improve my grades and improve my financial report card, I started to take action. immediately. Again, knowledge and action is very important. But back to what I was saying, when you're in the B box and you're in the S box, which is small business, and B box is the big business, and then your I, which is the investment, those three boxes right there, knowledge is money. And again, knowledge is the new money when it comes to when you're in the small business, big business, or the I investment box. Knowledge is the new money. And that saying is true because when you're in a small business and the big business or the I box, opportunity equals money. You don't have to physically put in the time, but the opportunity equals money. So, and that increases your money because of an opportunity. And you physically don't have to be there. You know, we're gaining, we're building a large portfolio right now of rentals. And I'm not physically there. I am not physically there to, you know, watch the tenants and to do all the stuff that the tenants are doing. But I created an opportunity, and that opportunity is I don't have to put a lot of time into it. And with that being said, there's money coming at us monthly from that portfolio of rentals. So opportunity is money. You know, and that's when you're in that B box, the small business box, or the I investment box. And that box is a faster pace, a faster income producing area if you find the right opportunity. And you don't have to put in that much time like you would if you were in the employee box. Then you have to put in 40 hours to get, you know, XYZ per week. Per, 2 weeks. All right. So again, I will try to come out, with the next episode. This was just a quick thank you for, jumping on and listening and clicking, play. And then again, I want to thank, John Mack for taking action and reading that Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I would love to hear feedbacks. There's a comment section in this podcaster, you know, go ahead and throw some comments. I want to hear about the tips on the credit card. Did it work? Did it not? I'd be happy to, you know, and help on that side of the house. And then again, you guys have a great day, and I will talk to you guys soon. And again, this is Courtney Lindsay, and you can find us at www.yellowribbonventures.com, or you can see us on Facebook, Instagram, and that's at Yellow Ribbon Ventures, LLC. All right, you guys have a good day.